Gusty day tomorrow to the upper 70s, mid 70s. Tomorrow night, colder with lighter winds. 50s, 40s north, 50s, 60s south. Sunshine for the afternoon Sunday with lower to mid 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Third annual Greater New Orleans Militaria Show at the Casting Center Mandeville. Dealers from across the nation exhibiting and selling world-class, museum-quality, military, antiques, and collectibles. From all eras and nations, you'll find uniforms, hats, medals, vintage weapons, flight gear, and more. Saturday, Sunday, October 7th and 8th at the Casting Center Mandeville. More info at GreaterNewOrleansMilitariaShow.com and Facebook.com/GreaterNewOrleansMilitariaShow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening, our Christian, God-worshiping American patriots. Welcome to this week's unfiltered edition of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. I'm John Swisher, Cajun Buccaneer. Get started.
Good evening, brother and sister, pro-life, American whistleblowers. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We pledge allegiance to the people of the United States of America, and to the republic, that's the republic for which they stand, one nation under God, with liberty and justice and freedom forever and for all. Amen.
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 Good evening. Welcome. Before we get started, we want to make an apology for last week. Our show didn't come on due to technical difficulties. We promise that will not ever happen again. Good evening. I want to introduce my special guest this week, the Honorable Martha Huckabee of Liberty and Lockdown.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. It's good to be here tonight.
And my sidekick, Mike Silva.
Good evening. Good to be here as usual.
And our first guest tonight, for the first 30 minutes, the Honorable Greg Cromer.
Mayor of Slidell.
Mayor of Slidell.
Yeah. You got airtime, so talk.
Yes.
He's also running for St. Tammany Parish President, and hopefully we're going to get him on the phone in a minute, and we're going to talk to him for the first half hour.
Yes. Okay. You on, Greg? Good evening, Greg.
Good evening. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. I got my buddy Huckabee, Sister Huck, with Martha Huckabee with me.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, Miss Huckabee.
Well, it's good to have you with us here tonight. We appreciate you. And I hear my friend John Swisher is supporting your candidacy, and we'll see what we can do to get you some votes.
Great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. All the help we can get.
Tell us a little bit about your campaign and your race, and how's it looking so far?
I think we're looking very, very good at this stage of the campaign. We're 1 week out. We feel good about the votes that we've collected at this point, and people that have expressed their faith in us and support. And we just got to make sure that they either vote tomorrow or vote next Saturday, get that vote out, and I think we're on a good path to winning this thing.
So you're the mayor right now of your city, right?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
And tell our listeners a little bit about what you've been doing over there.
Well, you know, we've been mayor for the past 5.5 years almost now. We were elected in 2018, took office July 2018, and we've just last week we cut the ribbons on 8 brand new tennis courts. We had 6 that needed repair, so we dug them up from the base up and replaced them and added two more. So we got a complex big enough to put tournaments in. We cut ribbon on new headworks that we just put in at our sewer treatment plant, which will increase our capacity in processing effluent water by about 20%, and we'll modernize some of the processes there so that we will continue to stay in compliance with any DEQ or even EPA regulations that may come down or change in the future. It's all projects that are geared towards looking at the future and trying to stay ahead of where we might need additional capacity or any additional requirements that the government, higher government agencies would put upon us for our treatment plants. We've got road projects underway, Grafton Drive on the north side of town that is just about 75% complete. All roads are put in, a little bit of striping left to be done. I mean, I can go on. We've got roundabout projects that are completely designed, 100% designed, and in the process of getting funding through the Regional Planning Commission to get those implemented. There's just an awful lot of things that we've been able to do. Our first 5 years in office, we've had surpluses in our budgeting numbers every year. We budget conservatively, and our tax dollars we've been very fortunate with our sales tax dollars, and we have been able to put some of these quality of life projects in, like our park systems. We've got a skate park that's completely designed, 100% designed, and will be let for bid probably the end of October, November. We've got pickleball courts that they same thing, break ground on them shortly after the first of the year. So they're projects that our public has asked us to put into play and find things for children to do and for families to do.
Yeah, because there's not too much for children to do these days.
There's not. There's limited opportunities. So we're trying to improve our park system. You know, my first year in office, we were at City Hall and came out one evening about 6:30 when shutting down and looked, and there's kids skating around the parking lot there behind City Hall, and there's signs clearly everywhere that say do not skate, bicycle, anything, you know. And I came out and hey guys, come over here, and they all took off running, you know. They thought I was going to jump them, they never got them. So a couple of days later, go out and they're out there again, and I flagged them down. Hey guys, come here. I want to talk to you. Don't want to run you off. Come here. And they couldn't believe it, so he brought me over. I said, look, I know it says no parking, no skating, no bicycling. I said, but as long as you don't tear up my property, I'd rather you be doing it here on this concrete than in the streets where you could get run over or cause traffic issues. You know, if you're not tearing up the handrails and the benches and things of that nature, come and enjoy this and have a good time. And they said, so what happens if the police call us? I said, well, run. Don't stand around. And they all started laughing. You know? But I said, no, in all fairness, here's my card. I gave each of them a card with my cell number. I said, if the police stop you, just give them this card and tell them to call me, and we'll get it straightened out. But what can I do to help you to get you a place that you want to do? And they said, we need a skate park. So we've been designing a skate park now for couple of years, getting the funding in place with surplus monies and some grant monies, and finally been able to make that happen for the children in our community. And I say children because we got skateboarders that start at 6 years old and they go to 66. I've had guys my age that say they're excited about it. So
thank you for sharing that story, because that's what the listeners need to hear, so they can see where, you know, a little bit about your character and the fact that you did help out children and that you do care enough, you know, to provide a place for them to play. As parish president, what do you think your assets will be, you'll bring to the parish?
Well, the first thing, you know, if you look at my education and my work experience in private industry and my history and my three governmental positions I've been in so far, if you look at what we've done and what we've accomplished in all of those things, it's been about open communications and effective team building, getting people together to work for a common cause and to work for a common good. And that's the first thing that I'll bring to the table. I'll bring unity and the ability to communicate with all branches of parish government, as well as the council members themselves. You know, right now, council and
can you hold on, hold that thought, Greg? We got to go to a break.
Sure.
Okay, you listen, Holy Patriotic Jimalaya, with our phone guest, the Honorable Greg Cromer, Mayor of Slidell, and the next parish president of St. Tammany. We'll be right back.
And major flooding threatens cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. If you want to call us, our number is 504-556-9696. Hey, Greg, this is Mike here. I want to kind of continue where you left off on a question from Martha. Mike Cooper is the current president of the parish now. As you come over from mayor, if you do get elected, what can you do to make the parish better than the track they're on right now?
Well, as I was saying earlier, you know, we're going to bring unity and togetherness, communication, and team building to the parish. Where we stand right now, the parish president seems to be on one team, and the council on another team, with 14 separate players on one and one on the other. we need a one consolidated team, one voice for one St. Tammany that with 15 team players, you know. And maybe the team captain is the parish president, but his block captains, his leaders in the field are each of those council members that, that live in those districts and communicate with those folks that, that live around them and see them on a daily basis. You know, there's 270,000 people in the parish almost, and, you know, one man can't touch and know and understand and talk to everybody in the parish. But with those 14 council members, they're your eyes and ears, and you've got to create some conversation between the two, some trust and some level of communication so that you can feel comfortable working together and trust things that are told to you and not fight each other and not argue with each other and not sue each other. You know, we're not always going to agree, myself and 14 council members, but we're always in the end going to be able to work together and work together for the common good of our community. And that's what we're there for.
Is there one thing maybe that when you're out talking to the people, is there one thing that's really standing out that is really concerning them that you hear about?
It just depends on what area of the parish you're located at that time. Every area has got concerns. Some concerns up in the northern parishes that they feel forgotten underrepresented, and we hear that some over on my side of the parish, also in East St. Tammany. But the central factor seems to be around a complete mistrust in government, and the way that we're operational now, we're stagnant at best and dysfunctional at worst. And I think we're leaning towards dysfunction right now, with the level of fighting in lawsuits that we have with the administration and the council itself and with each agency in the parish that takes tax dollars from the public parish coffers. So we got to get that in hand, in line, so there's some trust in each other in government, and then some trust in government from the public, so that if we have to go back to the public and ask them to do something with taxes, and when I say do something, I mean realign taxes, not ask for more money. I think there's possibly probably enough money there, but it's just constrained by tax votes that have occurred in the past, and maybe we need to go back to the taxpayer and ask them, can we spread your money a little differently than what you're giving us to do now, and be more efficient with it, more effective with it, and make it go further to cover all the needs and the requirements that our community has come to expect and that they deserve.
Exactly, yeah. One more question before I turn it back over. I ask everybody this when they come on the show, you know, especially during the election time, is how do you feel about election integrity in the parish where you're at, St. Tammany?
I trust our clerk of court and the system that we're using now. You know, I know that there's some concern about the machines coming from the Secretary of State's office, but I do trust and believe in the people in our office in St. Tammany Parish. And I feel comfortable that we're going to have a fair and a just outcome in the election next Saturday night, and I'm prepared for whatever that outcome may be.
Yes. I also want to compliment you as Mayor Slido. Y'all roads are superbly awesome. A lot better than on our side of the lake.
Well, I'm not going to compare to the South Shore because there's just no way to do that. But I can say that in the city, we've been very fortunate. Whenever I came into office in 2018, we were riding the wave of about $110 million worth of FEMA funding that had come down. It was the last tranche of Katrina money to come down to any municipality in the state, which we had been waiting for an extremely long time. And it took care of infrastructure in about the lower two-thirds of our community, 60, 65% of our community. And when I say infrastructure, I'm talking about subsurface drainage, roads that had been submerged during Katrina, roads that were beat up and torn up with the heavy equipment removing debris and things in our neighborhoods,
and we were very fortunate to be able to get the FEMA down here to take a look at and do some videos of our subsurface drainage system to see where pipes have been broken from all the truck traffic and things of that nature, that we were able to pull this money down. So whenever we went in to repair the streets, of course you had to repair the subsurface also, because if you don't, you're just throwing good money after bad. So we did some major work to our drainage systems and our sewer systems, and then came back and put good roads on top of that. So we've been very fortunate with that. But on the northern part of town, we've been fortunate to have some surplus dollars that we've been able to use as matching funds for federal monies through the Regional Planning Commission and some state grants to do some road work on our northern end of town. And our streets are in fairly good condition for the age that some of them are in right now. We've got ongoing maintenance projects continuing. And we're also talking with the state about several of our major thoroughfares in town. Every one of our major thoroughfares is a state highway. And it makes no sense, because we don't have any control over the actions in our community if we don't have control of the roads. So we're actually talking to the state about doing a road transfer from the state to the city that will enable us to be kind of control our own destiny, determine where the roads are, how the roads are going to be maintained, how they're going to be ingressed and egressed from. And when you do that, the state generally gives you 10 years of maintenance costs up front so that you can go in and don't have to worry about taking over a bad road system. You can have it repaired and in good shape right from the get-go.
I'm very impressed on how you're running that town, city of Slidell. You ready to take a caller?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to Jay from Slidell. Good evening, Jay. Jay, good evening, Jay. Good evening, Jay.
Did we lose him?
I think we did.
Jay, you there? Oh.
He's calling back.
He's calling back, so hang on a second. Greg, can you hang on with us for the next segment, or do you have to go after this?
I'll hang on for a minute.
Okay, because this Jay is a lifelong resident of Slidell. I know he had a question for you.
Good, good, good.
We got Jay.
You got me now?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, Jay.
Okay, great. Greg, yes, you've done a wonderful job as mayor. And I really liked hearing, basically, if you can, you know, get control of the parish government, you know, it's not a funding problem, it's a spending problem, like at a lot of level of government. So that's an excellent platform that you have there. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I remember distinctly when I decided that I would not support our president, parish president, for re-election. It was about 2.5 years ago. I walked into the Slidell Library, and they told me I had to put a mask on. And I was like, well, the governor has lifted the mask mandate. And they said, our parish president has instituted his own mask mandate. And then...
Can y'all two hold that thought? We got to go to a break, and we're going to be back for the third segment. You're listening to WGSO, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. Call in line 504-556-9696. You listen to Honorable Mayor Greg Cromer and my special co-host Martha Huckabee tonight.
Ralph's Market cordially invites you to its Fall Wine Gala, Friday, November 3rd at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Dress in your Great Gatsby best and sample over 80 wines and hors d'oeuvres. It's the Ralph's Market Fall Wine Gala, November 3rd. Get tickets now at ralphsag.com.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. For almost 40 years, October has been recognized as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Brooke Thorington has more on how early detection saves lives.
Before routine mammograms, most breast cancers were detected late stage, and it was considered a death sentence.
We have progressed so far from that.
Dr. Donna Williams, director of Louisiana Cancer Prevention and Control, says surgeries are less invasive than before, and treatments are much more advanced. But as with any cancer, early detection is key. She says talk to your primary care physician about scheduling a mammogram. And if you have difficulty paying for one,
go to the Louisiana Cancer, all together, no spaces, louisianacancer.org.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Early voting ends Saturday, and statewide mail-in early voting is up 104%, but in-person voting is down 24%. Pollster John Cuvion with JMC Analytics says the Republican turnout for early voting is up.
Republicans are up 46 to 40, whereas back in 2019, after a similar period of time, it was 43-42 Democratic.
LRN.
There's a reason why conservative John Stefanski has been endorsed for attorney general by sheriffs and district attorneys all across Louisiana. It's the same reason John Stefanski was endorsed by Congressman Ralph Abraham and why he received an A-plus rating from the Louisiana Sheriffs Association. It's because John Stefanski has a proven record of fighting violent crime and winning. That's exactly what we need as attorney general. Someone who will fight back and win.
Paid for by the campaign to elect John Stefanski.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election season and football season go hand in hand in Louisiana. So make sure you don't miss a play or your chance to make your voice heard by early voting. And remember to download the free GoVote mobile app to find your early voting site and view your sample ballot. Early voting runs now through Saturday, October 7th, and Election Day is Saturday, October 14th. For more information, visit geauxvote.com or check out the GoVote app. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
Ralph's Market cordially invites you to its Fall Wine Gala, Friday, November 3rd at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Dress in your Great Gatsby best and sample over 80 wines and hors d'oeuvres. It's the Ralph's Market Fall Wine Gala, November 3rd. Get tickets now at ralphsag.com.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
All right, welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. It's great to hear from you, sir. So back to the question, the last question. What were we talking about?
Jay had a question. He was like in halfway midpoint of saying it.
Yes, you were talking about the lockdown, sir, weren't you, the caller?
Well,
the mask mandates?
The mask mandates. Mm-hmm. The parish president instituted a mask mandate after the governor had lifted one. And I just find it shocking that, you know, he had the presumptive, you know, authority to do that, because, I mean, even the residents of St. Tammany, by and large, were against lockdowns and mask mandates. And I just think he was out of touch with the desire of the general public. And I wonder, you know, if something like that happens again, of course, you know, 2020 hindsight, but what would your stance be on something like that?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not in favor of government intruding in our daily lives any more than we absolutely have to. And in that situation, I think we need to revert back to some personal responsibility and let people make decisions for themselves. If you are going in some place that you feel uncomfortable and you want to wear a mask, or you go ahead and do it. Or if you feel uncomfortable and don't want to go in that place and you want to do, say, a takeout meal instead, that would be the place to go. But for government to have to step up and tell you how to take care of yourself and how to protect yourself from any type of situation like that, I'm not in favor of anymore. I don't think it's effective. I don't think it's proven to be effective. And I lean towards the side of personal responsibility and let people make their own decisions. When we were going through that before and the governor put us under that, I would get a call every day or so about somebody that had gone into a restaurant and said that the tables were too close, or they weren't making people wear masks between bites of food. And my response to that individual was, you know, you have a choice here. You can either go into that place and do what you want to do, or if it's wear a mask, or not go in that place, but still support that local business and do takeout with them, you know. But for us to tell you how to act, we weren't the mask police in the city of Slidell. We were the last municipality to stop Mardi Gras that season. And there's a story there. And if you and I were sitting down with a cold drink in our hands, we'd have a discussion about that. And you wouldn't be any more happy about it than I was at the time. Let's just say that the canceling of the parades happened too early in our parish, in my opinion. And it was a decision that was made at the top level of parish government and not by local officials.
So are you satisfied with his answer?
Yes, I am. The other thing I wanted to ask you real quick is the zoning laws in St. Tammany now. We have these developments where they come in and clear-cut lots and put houses right next to each other, and it's going to affect our drainage. I know a lot of people are concerned about that. Can you address that as well?
Sure. You know, you're talking about these big national builders that come in and build high-density developments, 7-8 units per acre, and they come in and essentially they rape the ground and take every tree out. The reason they're here is because the zoning has allowed it at this point, and they can make a lot of money per acre. And if we go back and rezone so that you can't build 8 units per acre, you cut it down to 2, 4, something like that, something that resembles some of the neighborhoods we have now. And you tell these folks, look, go in and take the trees out. You need to put in your infrastructure, your road, your sewer, your water lines, your power lines. Clear cut or cut the trees on your lot that you need to build your structure. go in and clean out and grub all the brush and undergrowth, but leave some mature trees. That'll do two things. It helps with our drainage because the trees will absorb water. It creates shady situations around your house, which should reduce your energy costs in the end. And it makes for a better, more green environment, if you will. And I'm not saying I'm a tree hugger, but it's a better neighborhood and a better environment in which we should be living in. And I think we can do those things with developmental code and with some different comprehensive zoning, so that the folks that are coming in and doing those things, if they can't make as much money per acre as they are now, and if they can't do that, they'll go to the next opportunity where they can. And that's all I want to do. Just have them move on, get out of our parish, let our responsible builders and developers in our community that live here and are part of the community go and do what they do best, create neighborhoods that our people want to live in. And it's what's bringing people from outside of our area into our community to be parts of our neighborhoods and our communities. We're the second or third fastest growing parish in the state. People are coming here. We've got to be prepared for them and direct where they go and how they go.
We're residents. We just don't sleep there.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't sleep here much. I'm here all the time, but that doesn't mean I'm sleeping very often.
Do we have another caller?
Yeah, we do. All right, thank you for that call and those questions. We appreciate
you.
It's always good.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next caller. It's,
we got John on the line.
Yes.
John Apperson.
Hey, my call. I have...
Hey, Mr. John, you raise a fine daughter. She's a good friend.
She's a great daughter.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
So how long have you been a resident of Slidell, Dad?
I moved into Slidell around... 2005, somewhere around there. A little before that, but I bought my house in Slidell 2005.
We're glad you're here, John. I don't know what took you so long, but we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
You have a question for the candidate for president?
Yes, I do. I'd like to know, because things are changing so fast, and in the environment, and the floods and all of that, and the storms, concerned about the levee protections and drainage and flood, areas have, what is your take on the movement to cure, St. Tammany's livelihood here, and
yes, sir.
The safety.
I guess with the flooding and things of that nature that you're talking about, there's a couple of things going on in Slidell in particular. We have completed a major study of all of our six major drainage basins. That this is within the city limits, where we have gone in and TV'd cameras through all of our subsurface drainage pipes to see whether there are any clogs or misalignment in the lines or breaks in the lines to determine where there would be problems with the flow of water. We've also studied to see what the volume is going through these pipes at when they're fully charged at full capacity, and what volume do they need to handle projected with through the engineers doing their studies of water flow. And what we're finding in some places is that as we've grown, our infrastructure hasn't kept up with it. So where we may have put in a 12-inch drainage pipe 30 years ago, and we now grown through at such a rapid rate that we might need a 24-inch pipe at this point. And we're determining where those things are. So so that we can go in and start doing those upgrades and replacements. It's a catch-up type situation or a reactive type situation. We got to be proactive with our future developments and growth and not just plan for what's being developed at the point that a developer comes in and says, we want to build out this 20 acres and put X amount of homes in here. But what could happen in the surrounding areas if it's an area that is suitable for growth, that there where there might be some further development or homes, and then plan for the infrastructure that'll be there to be able to support a load, not just what you're currently looking at, but what may be done downstream 10, 20, 30 years. There's also the levee and conservation district for the parish has been working with the Corps of Engineers and the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority with the state of Louisiana.
Can y'all two hold that thought? We got to go to another break.
Okay.
We'll be back. You listen to Holy Patriotic Jim Lai on WGSO.
Ralph's Market cordially invites you to its Fall Wine Gala, Friday, November 3rd at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Dress in your Great Gatsby best and sample over 80 wines and hors d'oeuvres. It's the Ralph's Market Fall Wine Gala, November 3rd. Get tickets now at ralphsag.com.
It's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO. Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in.
All right. Welcome back to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya, Dad. So let's wrap up the last question that we were talking about, the levees.
Levees and drainage.
Drainage.
Yeah. So the levy and conservation district here for the parish has been working in conjunction with the Corps of Engineers, the CPRA, Louisiana Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, to develop what they want to call it, a comprehensive plan for a levy that would protect Slidell area primarily and over into Lacombe area, and then another protection structure over in the west side of the parish. But they've come up with what they call a tentatively selected plan or alignment for the levy around our area. It takes care of probably 85-90% of the residents in Slidell city limits, but doesn't do anything for folks outside the city limits because they're blocked right outside of the levy. And we need to go back to Corps and have them take a closer look at their alignment to make sure that we have something that takes care of all of our citizens, not just some of our citizens, something that all of our citizens can accept and live with.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That seems to be a big problem.
Yes.
That people outside of the city limits trying to get left out, you know, when it becomes things like protection and water and, you know, stuff like that.
That's one of the reasons I'm running, because, you know, we consider ourselves the mayor for 110,000 citizens. Only 30,000 of them are in the city limits and can actually vote for us, but we make decisions based on the folks that live in the four zip codes, 704-585-9-6061, they call themselves Slidellians. They're not in the city limits, but they're in Slidell, and we make decisions that affect their lives, because you come into the city to shop, to worship, to work, to do just about everything, go to the doctor. And when we make decisions on infrastructure, we're looking at 100,000 people using that instead of just 30. And right now, in the capacity in the mayor's office, I can't have as great an impact or help those folks as I would if I was in the parish president's office. And that's one of the motivating factors for me to run, so I can help more of the folks that
I was going to ask you that question.
Of our parish.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that was one.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's very good to know, you know, you moving into this position. And we do hope and pray that, you know, you do win. I hear a lot of good things about you. We appreciate you putting your hat in this race.
And, well, thank you.
Yeah. The people from Slidell are speaking highly of you.
Thank you. It's a labor of love. I wake up every morning. Excuse me. I wake up every morning excited about going to work. You know, I love our community. I love our citizens. That's the one thing that makes us unique and different. Great. We've got a community that we're loving, sharing, caring people. You have a disaster, whether it be a national disaster or just a fire in somebody's in the neighborhood, and everybody pulls together. You get a flood, and you'll see a whole neighborhood go into one home and muck it out and clean it out, and then move to the next one and muck it out and clean it out, and go right around the block. And at the end of the day, everybody gathers in one driveway and gets out the boiling pots and the grills, and they start pulling stuff out of everybody's freezer so they don't lose the food, and they cook and share share everything they have. Essentially, I mean, after Katrina, we had a family that lived with us for about 6 months before they were able to get back in their home. That's the kind of people we are in this community. That's what makes us great.
I want to compliment y'all. I lost my home in Hurricane Ida. I evacuated to Mississippi, and one of our colleagues invited me to the church, New Horizon. John Raymond and I became friends.
Yes,
and
sir.
They took me in like I'm one of their own. They made sure I was good. And the hotel right there on I-12 Service Road, I forgot the name of it. Some lady named Tiffany, she's the manager. She was very friendly.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I said, I like to move over here when I get settled with my insurance. And that's been a long process right now. My first attorney committed some fraud. So I thanks to my good friend Mike, my co-host, he set me up with the right attorney.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Dad, we're going to be going to a victory party, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Next Saturday night, a week from tomorrow night. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Mike and I plan on coming to meet you soon.
Yes, we will. John, we really appreciate you giving us the whole hour, and we got a lot of good information from you. But if people want to find out more about you, how can they do that? Do you have a website or
as
anything?
Greg, like? Not
as
John.
Greg. Oh, Greg, I'm sorry. That's I'm looking at my buddy John next to me.
Yeah, you can go to gregcromer.net or any of our push cards. We've got a QR code on it. Scan the QR code, and it takes you right to information about us. If you're not computer savvy, don't want to get on a computer, which at my age, I'm not really. Look at my push card. It's got my cell number on it. You can call me anytime, day or night. I give my cell number to everybody on that gets a push card or gets a business card from me. If you're a resident and you want my number, all you got to do is ask. And people will, when I give it to them, they ask me, will this get in touch with you or your offices? No, this comes right to my phone in my pocket. By my bedstand, wherever, look, you can't govern and do our jobs effectively and efficiently if you don't communicate with people, if you don't know what's on people's minds. So I'd rather them talk to me than talk about me.
You know, that's a good tall tale there that you are for transparency, because I know I've been involved in these politics for over a decade, and more than half don't give out their number. So when you give out your number, you know that you are sincere in connecting with the residents. So I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
All right, Dad. Thank you so much. We're about to wrap up, huh? You got a few more minutes?
Yes.
We're headed. You guys, thank y'all so much. We appreciate you. Go out to Slidell. The residents of Slidell, go out and vote for
Greg Cromer, Parish President.
President.
A true conservative.
Thank you for giving me so much time this evening, guys.
Yes, thank you,
gentlemen.
So much.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Don't forget, next week, once again, we will have the Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Billy Nungesser, joining us again. We had a great conversation with him about 5 weeks ago, and we invited him back on again. He obliged, and we really appreciate it. So we'll have him again next Friday from 7 to 8.
Okay. We have so much fun on this show. I just wish it could be 2 hours instead of 1 hour.
Yeah, it's kind of short because you have all the commercials. But, early voting is over, so you got to get out there on October 14th and vote for your gubernatorial candidate. Mine is John Schroeder.
Schroeder
for governor all the way.
Cajun Buccaneer, you still there?
Schroeder for governor. Listen, let me tell you a little about Schroeder real quick. He's not establishment. So all you people who are out there saying, I'm not going to waste my vote. If there's 1,000 people saying I'm not going to waste my vote to vote for Jeff Landry, but your heart's telling you to vote for John Schroeder, that's 1,000 votes for John Schroeder.
Exactly.
Vote for John Schroeder. I'm telling you, the guy is not establishment. He's not pay to play. He's not going to, do these things with these trial lawyers. Right now, you can go on my Facebook page or my Twitter, and you can find the trial lawyers have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars into an account called Protect the Children, when we know that Mr. Landry did not protect hashtag justice for Chase LA.
That's correct. And don't forget, if you can't make it Saturday, early vote. You can early vote Monday through Friday. Maybe if you got to do Saturday, do Saturday. So
okay, until next week.
I think early voting's over tomorrow, huh?
Yes. Oh, that's right.
It ends tomorrow, then the 14th.
If you can't do it Saturday, go tomorrow, but go out and vote.
Until next week, God, family, and country first.
Ralph's Market cordially invites you to its fall wine.